K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University. It's already almost mid-morning. Like, where does morning go? And where did 2025 go, folks? This is the last day, obviously, because I'm recording here on this football episode on December 31st. 2025. Thank you so much, everybody, K-State Nation, for being part of this podcast. All things K-State sports. Y'all know the tagline by now, but if it's your very first time, very, very, very first time listening to this podcast, you're listening to this on the final day of 2025. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to this episode of the podcast, where that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer. You know the drill, and so much more. Winter, spring sports round the corner, that including indoor track and field. We got you covered from here to there and everywhere else in between there as well. And where did this time has gone? I have no clue. The plan for me, and I'm sitting here recording this podcast, we'll get into the latest hire in just a moment on the K-State football side, but where did this time go? I have no clue. But because I have to go to work here in just a few, here in just a little bit, actually. But I'll be working for the rest of the day. So yes, this is gonna fly pretty much there as well. But man, sit here talking about K-State sports yet again here as we close out 2025, as we record this latest hire for head coach Colin Klein in the K-State coaching staff on the football side. Crazy, crazy how it started with what? Women's basketball? It's going to end with women's basketball, actually. When I come back to this mic, Lord willing, tomorrow, we'll be talking about Cincinnati and K-State on the women's basketball side of things, and they will close us out today. And if I didn't have work, we would be going here talking about it. But no, Eddie has to go work. So yeah, that is going on today, and it's the final athletic event for K-State in 2025. So K-State women's basketball at the recording of this podcast, well, it's a couple hours away, actually, from tipping that off in Bramus Coliseum, and we'll have that for you for the first. Yeah, so anything current right off the bat, that's going to go up immediately because I have recorded a lot of content, but it's going to get out. You're going to see obviously two, maybe three on the feed. So now I advise you, that's your cue to subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell, time to update your content daily. Y'all are first to be notified about it. Okay, so Corey Patterson, the latest hire for new head coach Colin Klein in the football team. This was part of two announcements, two hires yesterday for the football team there. Corey Patterson, and yeah, so I mean, he comes from a high school background. So Corey Patterson was a high school head coach prior to the hiring of being a running backs coach on Colin Klein's staff, announced yesterday. He was this past fall with Oklahoma State. And then prior to that, before Oklahoma State, he worked at Illinois coaching tight ends. And then he went, wait, hold on, I'm reading this way backwards. So let me flip this. So he was a receivers coach at Purdue prior to Oklahoma State. Then he was a running backs coach and tight ends coach at Illinois. So this was two different years, but at the same school at Illinois. And then, of course, before going to Stillwater, he was at Purdue working with the wideouts. And we have him in a press release here on kstatesports.com. He says, quote, Corey Patterson, "I am excited about the opportunity to do something special here at K-State. There has been a tradition of great running backs that have played here, so we have to keep the party going," end quote there as well. And you damn straight, you damn right about that. Yep, and that includes, I have seen it since stepping foot on campus at K-State, and of course, seeing it from a close view out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Obviously, even before I even stepped foot on K-State, I knew about some of the running backs, and obviously what pops to my brain right now, sitting here talking to y'all on this Wednesday morning. Darren Sproles, that name obviously pops out. Joe Jackson, this past fall, breaking the single season rushing record for a game by a yard. the game against Utah, where everything, the complexion of the football program changed, right? Obviously, Chris Klieman, we relive that road again, and obviously, I'm going to have a review, kind of look back during the first month of January about the football team. So I'm going to do a project on that. I'm going to do a project on the volleyball team to kind of wrap us up, put a bow on 2025, and we will charge on in 2026 there as well. And then, of course, continuing on his resume, Corey Patterson. Well, speaking of which, I got to finish that before heading to work. So that's kind of the main thing I need to do that for entering that. But anyways, that's off the podcast. But anyways, prior to his time working in the college ranks, Corey Patterson, your latest new hire, running backs coach for K-State heading into 2026. He was a successful high school coach in the St. Louis area. So I'll get back to that in a minute. First, he was an assistant at Christian Brothers and Trinity Catholic before earning a 27-6 record in a state title as a head coach at Trinity Catholic there. Colin Klein, about Corey Patterson, his latest hire. Quote, Coach Patterson has a great history of developing talent. His passion for people is infectious, and he is a big part of where we are going to go offensively. End quote there as well. St. Louis native Corey Patterson, your new running backs coach. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast here. All things K-State sports, recording this on New Year's Eve, the last day of 2025. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. All things K-State sports here on the show. Yeah, so continuing on here, the St. Louis native there, and apparently one of the most successful running backs coach in Illinois history. And he led, he led Chase Brown, that name's familiar, combined for 2,648 yards, 15 touchdowns over the 2021-22 seasons. Patterson guided Brown to an All-American campaign and finalist status for the Doak Walker Award in 2022. Brown rushed for 1,643 yards. There we go. An average of 136 yards a game, which ranked third in the country, while produced 100 yard rushing game on a nation leading 10 occasions. Chase Brown. Chase Brown, I was going to say, yes, he is. I just want to make sure before I jump the gun. Yes, he is the running back for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals there. He got drafted by them. Doesn't say what round. He's been a starting running back for the Browns. The Bengals in the last two seasons. That's what he's been really productive for them, obviously. That high, potent offense led by, again, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, T. Higgins. You get the drift there as well. His first season over at Illinois, there, Chase Brown rushed for over 1,000 yards again that season as well. Kind of skipping over a little bit, going back a little bit to 2019. Patterson helped Illinois earn a berth into the Red Box Bowl, marking the program's first bowl appearance in 5 years. He's also helped coach the Fighting Illini to one of the biggest upsets in Big Ten history with a 1-point win over what was then 6th-ranked Wisconsin there as well. And then last year, and how he was on a staff that Oklahoma State, this was not a good football team last year. We documented this during the season, this past season anyways, but Corey Patterson helped out 5 different Oklahoma State running backs to combine 1,172 yards and 6 touchdowns there during his time there. And then, of course, he also played collegiately, Corey Patterson did, at Lindenwood before his career, man, this has been a trend for this new coaching staff. or new short and unfortunately injury. He graduated with undergrad in finance from Lindenwood all the way back in 2002. He has a wife and two daughters there. Girl, dad, just like yours truly here on the podcast. Yes, I'm talking about myself, EG3 as well. So there you go, folks, on that. Corey Patterson. There were two hires yesterday. So these are coming in pairs now. So again, figuring out the staff as Colin Klein, your new head football coach of K-State, going to work now that obviously A&M, which is old news now, eliminated from the college football playoff. That's one. Speaking of that, that is resuming tomorrow. So finally, if I can wrestle away the remote, we'll watch some actual football tomorrow. So well, that's in the plan anyways there as well. So, but yeah, man, to see this coaching staff coming together, there's all this experience, and I believe that's the second episode that I've recorded that I believe it was Jeremiah Johnson that I talked about, which that episode's going to roll out today, that he has experience in the Midwest. And we talked about at points this year about recruiting in your own state, whether that's myself, Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast, or in slash one of my guests for the podcast. You know, we'll have more on the announcement later as we will get into, again, Lord willing, 2026. But yeah, so talked about that winning recruiting battle within your own state and coming into this area, which Eddie Greer III lives in, KC, Missouri, Kansas City, and even take it a step further, St. Louis. So this is another Colin Klein digging his little bag of tricks there, wanting to recruit in-house. So there you go on that end. Corey Patterson obviously knows what he's getting into. Yeah, with the running backs coach, he's been a tight ends coach, receivers coach, and now apparently wants to check another box and dig go into another adventure, and now he's going to coach, obviously, the running backs position, where obviously we have seen a lot of talent come out of K-State for numerous years now, and he'll have, obviously, Joe Jackson in the tool bag here once the new football season rolls around in 2026, and we have to sit and wait because the transfer portal and whatnot, and obviously the roster, this past year's roster is lining up filled with transfer portal names there as well, as I documented on yesterday's episode, so go back and check that out there as well. But new head coach Colin Klein yesterday, this was part of two new hires yesterday. Corey Patterson, your latest hire on the 2026 and new era of Colin Klein in the football staff coming up there as well. And again, K-State wraps up officially, their 2025, I cannot talk today, 2025 athletic calendar year, as head coach Jeff Mitty on the women's basketball team will wrap us up later on this afternoon against Cincinnati as the women's basketball team resumes Big 12 play. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily over a chance to record K-State content. You know what to do is Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. You want to make sure you're already subscribed to this podcast heading into 2026. We'll have y'all covered there as well. As I told y'all, I got content ready to unload today, between today, tomorrow, and obviously daily podcast. So definitely we'll have y'all squared away here as we're about to approach 2026. Pretty quickly there as well. And we appreciate your support all year long for this podcast. I can't thank y'all enough. This last quarter of the year has been something else, folks. But we are coming in hot for sure in 2026 here, folks. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a nice cold day here in Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know where that came from. Appreciate y'all, folks. This has been another edition, football edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with cats.